Dave Portnoy enraged after anti-Semitic incident at his bar. By Warner Todd Houston on May 5, 2025. Barstool Sports chief Dave Portnoy is earning high praise for his reaction to the two young men who brought an anti-Semitic sign to his Philadelphia bar. Portnoy was infuriated last weekend when video surfaced of one of his waitresses and two customers were seen holding up a sign that read "Fuck the Jews." And when he first learned of the outrageous incident, he vowed to ruin the people involved with the sign, Page Six reported. "I've been shaking. I've been so fucking mad for the last 2 hours," he said in his first video on the matter. "I'm going to make it my life's fucking mission to ruin these people. I'm coming for your throat. I'm never ending. You think I'm going to put up with this shit at my bar?" he asked. "I want consequences for fucking actions. So, I'm not just sitting back, no. Trust me. I have been on it," he added. After he investigated, he fired the two waitresses involved in the incident, at least one of whom he called a total idiot. He also identified two young men who were customers at the bar. However, instead of ruining lives, Portnoy soon posted a follow-up video in which he decided to take a more educational approach, and his more sensible response has earned high praise. "I talked to both the culprits who I know are super involved in it. Talk to the families. I'm sending these kids to Auschwitz. They've agreed to go. That's, of course, the Holocaust concentration camps. Been in touch with New England Patriots team owner Robert Kraft, who run the anti-hate group," Portnoy explained in the second video. "We're gonna send these kids to Auschwitz," he continued. "They're gonna do a tour of the concentration camps in Poland. Hopefully learn something. Maybe their lives aren't ruined, and they think twice and, more importantly, other people see it's not just words you're throwing around. To me, that's a fair outcome of this event." Actor Ben Stiller, Pennsylvania's Republican Senator Dave McCormick, and others applauded Portnoy for the thoughtful reaction to the hateful incident and praised him for taking the high road, Fox News reported. Good on at Stool Presidente for not only immediately working to address the horrific display of hate displayed in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, last night, but also using it as an opportunity to educate on the tragic history of anti-Jewish hatred and violence, Sen. McCormick wrote on social media. "We can't look the other way at anti-Semitism. It needs to be identified, called out, and crushed whenever it rears its ugly head," he added. Good on at Stool Presidente for not only immediately working to address the horrific display of hate displayed in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, last night, but also using it as an opportunity to educate on the tragic history of anti-Jewish hatred and violence. We can't. pic.twitter.com/t@libyx. Senator Dave McCormick, at Sen McCormick Ba, May 4, 2025. Actor Stiller said he agreed with Portnoy's solution in his response to the sportsman's solution. Ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino chimed in, writing, "Everyone needs to call out anti-Semitism when they see it. Thank you at Stool Presidente for doing the real work to ensure change. Everyone needs to call out anti-Semitism when they see it. Thank you at Stool Presidente for doing the real work to ensure change." Linda Yaccarino, at Linda X, May 4, 2025. Others, however, were less thrilled with Portnoy's decision. The chief complaint against the educational trip was that the Barstool chief was rewarding these haters with an all-expenses-paid vacation and that this solution would do nothing to hold them accountable for their anti-Semitic actions. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.